Welcome to the Startup Dentist Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Trutter. After over 800 plus successful dental startups, I'm here to share everything I know about starting a profitable and purposeful dental practice with you. In each episode, we get right to the core of what it takes to launch and grow a successful dental practice. So whether you've just started researching dental startups or you've been sitting on the fence for a while, this podcast is your personal roadmap to your very own dental practice. Let's get into it. Welcome back. Recently, I spoke about avoiding the typical DIY mistakes of trying to do this startup all by yourself. And I was recently on a Facebook group like I am. I'm kind of like in lurking and trolling around. And the other day, someone had posted an anonymous post about some questions about lending and guidelines and what's required and personal guarantees and collateral and all these things. And the challenge was a lot of the advice that was given was candidly incorrect. And I think one of the people on there actually said, well, this is what happens when you use Facebook as a consultant. And I politely responded to this person, anonymous post, and said, here are the facts. Here's what you need to know. Here's what's included. And here's what the banks are going to require. And this is not this thing. This is that. And lo and behold, the answer, this person came back and said, wow, I found out that answer. And Stephen Trutter was correct. And I wasn't, I'm happy. I wasn't looking at it going, oh, cool, I was right and everybody was wrong. But I was more like, cool. Somebody got accurate information. I want to make sure that there's accurate information that's provided. And that's the challenge is you don't know about accurate information when you go down this DIY approach because you've never done it before. And I'm certainly glad that this person got the accurate information. John, who's our floor plan designer, we call him the Picasso of the dental industry. His topic of floor plans gets a lot of people that kind of like maybe DIY or get a lot of information out there. And one thing he always said, and I always remember this, and big shout out to you here, John, is he always says, we don't have to be right. We just want to make sure we make it right. And so with this DIY person, I hope you got right information. You got accurate information because the other information was just not applicable to you. So free advice is just free. May not be accurate. May not be applicable to your scenario. So I am glad that person has right information. Today, we are going to dive into the world of startup marketing strategy. So for you to have 100 new patients in your first month, you must do this. So grab your notepad or whatever device you use, take some notes, and let's make that dream practice to become a truly breathing reality. So everything is marketing. I think I read that on a bumper sticker one time, but I don't know if everything is marketing is correct, but I agree for the most part, like a lot of things need to go into marketing, but I want to give you all like deep breath, peace of mind. So I just want to let you know, like you don't have to be a master marketer or have this very extroverted personality in order to have a highly effective marketing strategy. So first things first is this. There are five essential principles, core principles when it comes to marketing. Number one is this, the timing of marketing. When does it happen? Now, I do see people talk and ask these questions all the time on Facebook, and they say, oh, hey, guys, I'm opening my doors in like 3 weeks. What do I do for marketing? Or what is everybody doing for marketing? Okay, that's bad timing. Good timing is developing a marketing strategy over time, typically probably around the time that you would secure your real estate. So call that if we're on a 12 to 18 month timetable, you've got 6 to 9 months to be able to plan for your marketing. Now, the actual launch of your marketing depends on your marketplace, but generally speaking, 2 to 3 weeks prior to opening is when you launch. Launch too soon, your practice isn't ready. And it's not a kiss of death, but like it's really bad when you have to reschedule a brand new patient who you've never met before. Like it would be really embarrassing to go, hey, so I know that you schedule with me and you're a new patient to my practice and I'm not open yet and you don't know me, but I need to reschedule you. Bad first impression. So timing, about 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks prior to opening, because you'll know that your doors can't open, that you will have that what's called certificate of occupancy and things like that in order to open your doors. Number two, your budget. How much is your budget? Well, depends on what you're attracting, depends on your marketplace, and it also depends on what's in your business plan. Your budget needs to be a big consideration for this, and carve off probably in the first 60 days, probably a third of your budget for marketing will probably be spent in the first, three-ish months, 90 days, because you really need to blast out of the gates. Number three, I call it tracked and trackable. You need to know, you can't just do marketing and go, well, I don't know what's working. So your marketing needs to have the ability to be tracked, but have a mechanism to be trackable. That could be like if you're doing specific elements, like you're an agency or people like that will be able to track like, hey, what's happening with social media? You need to be able to find those elements if you're doing Google Ads or any kind of ads campaigns. There needs to be the ability to be trackable. That could be a unique phone number or code or something along those lines. It needs to be tracked. What is working the best? That doesn't mean like you if things aren't working the best that you just shut things off, but like really understand like where's my biggest bang for my buck? So tracked and trackable. Number four core principle is I call it compelling versus convincing. Your marketing needs to be compelling, not convincing them. That they need to come see the dentist. An old story I talk about in my book, I talk about back in like, I think it was like the 50s. This is way before my time, by the way. Banks would give away toasters to attract, at the time, women to sign up and have bank accounts. And the reason why they did that is because it was like, in today's environment, it's kind of like obviously very misogynistic, but again, it was like something that attracted them. Like, wow, if I sign up for a bank account, I get a gift. Not that I'm saying like they come become a patient that they get a gift, but it needs to be able to be compelling to them. Like whether that's before and after photos of like, wow, I want to be able to look my smile look like that. If you're convincing them saying you must brush and floss, that won't hit well. I think you'd be able to show results of what happens, with the right care, and to be able to tell those kinds of stories. So make it compelling. In number five, I call it appointments versus awareness. Pretty doesn't produce, folks. You can have the most beautiful website, but if it actually, or in the most beautiful ads, and if you're doing direct mailers or something like that, they could be the most beautiful. But if they don't get appointments, it doesn't really matter. The branding is more about awareness. And by the way, no one is aware of who you are if you're a startup in most cases. So you need to create appointments. Appointments are what you need as a startup. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Big Apple, like all these big firms, everybody knows who they are because there's a brand. You're trying to create a brand, but the way that you create a brand is with appointments. By getting appointments, then you'll have raving fans that will talk about things like in your reviews and things like that. So focus early on getting appointments. A couple things about appointments. It's a psychological thing for you as an owner. Ooh, I'm seeing people. And the new team that you just hired who goes, wow, I put a lot of faith. I moved from this job to this one maybe. I'm working for this new startup. It also will be really good psychologically for your team to see, wow, a schedule that is getting filled. Awareness doesn't fill a schedule. Appointments do. So make sure that your marketing aligns with those five core principles. Now, as we guide clients through this process at Ideal Practices, we like to say there are three essential ingredients when it comes to having a true marketing strategy. So let's talk about like what are those key elements or what are those key ingredients that need to go into that. Number one, I'm going to say this. We're not going to be talking about just about tactics. I think a lot of times people are if you're listening today, thank you, by the way. If you're looking for like, wow, Stephen, tell me the trick of like gets the most patients. I don't know. I'm going to give you a strategy that you can follow. And what goes into that strategy might be different tactics that go into a strategy. So if you're looking for, back to my thing, the magic pill. I don't have the silver bullet, the blue pill or the red pill. I'm not Morpheus from the Matrix to say, do this. This gets these kinds of patients. But you need to have an overall strategy with elements underneath of there to follow in order for you to actually have 100 new patients in your first month. And that's always the goal. And beyond that, obviously. So here are the three essential ingredients that need to go into your marketing strategy. Number one, you do need to have an agency. I don't build websites. I don't do Google Ads campaigns. So you need to have an agency that can handle some of those, I say, essential elements of your marketing. You need to also make sure that this agency understands startups, that they've done this before. Your agency also needs to understand your ideal patient. In chapter 11 of my book, I talk about this marketing strategy, and I actually talk about the ideal patient and how your agency needs to know who your ideal patient is. This goes back to your demographics. So if you think about like back multiple stages, demographics, oh, how does that play a role in marketing? Well, in demographics, we talk about like finding the abundance of the kinds of patients that you desire inside your practice. Then now we need to create a message to get to attract them inside of your practice. That is marketing, the attraction. For many of you, like I am a boater. I don't fish. But if I went to go on a charter and I went to the captain, I said, I want to catch this kind of fish. Trust me, that person who's probably been doing it for years, multiple generations, especially here in Florida, would probably say something like, oh, cool. We need to have this kind of line, this kind of bait, and this kind of hook in order to catch that fish. Okay, cool. That's what marketing is. It's like, that is the attraction. We need to create the message, because attracting a male patient that is 65 years old and you want to be able to provide implants for is a much different marketing message and a marketing strategy than attracting maybe a 30-year-old mother of two. Way different approach, especially when it comes to pedo and all those different elements. So we need to make sure that your agency has that information. Who are we trying to attract? Are we in the right area? What is the right message? The other thing about an agency is this. I'll be very, very clear. I've worked with a lot of agencies, have some really great friends in the marketing agency world that I think very, very highly of. I will give them some cover here. They are not the solution. So don't go down your list of things if you're like, okay, I hired marketing. And if it says hired agency, and if you check that box and go, oh, cool, I have marketing, you are missing two big, gigantic elements that we're going to talk about today. So an agency is not the solution to your marketing. They're a part of the solution, and it takes time. And the reason why it takes time is those ads and those things that they're doing, there's a lot of testing. Now they need to be able to track all that information, and your agency needs to be able to relay back to you and provide, if it's not a physical dashboard, but some sort of like feedback dashboard to you that says, this is what's working. This is what's not. This is what we're changing. This is how much it cost for you to acquire a patient. They need to be able to have the numeric value of like what is working and what is not. I have a great marketing team here at Ideal Practices. I can go through numbers ad nauseum. Like Crystal on our team, like she is awesome. Her team, I know what works. I know what's not working. I know. Where to push dollars and cents and things like that. You need to be able to have that kind of conversation and communication with your agency as well. But I'll just say this, they are not the solution to your marketing. They are not the sole element that needs to be there, but you need to have that. Your website needs to be able to attract patients. Your website needs to be there as to be able to provide information. It doesn't have to be the most elaborate, prettiest website. Like I said before, pretty doesn't produce. If it's an ugly website and you get hundreds of patients, then awesome. If it works, great. In addition to a marketing agency, you need to be able to have a good campaign, or a good company, or maybe even handle this on your own, that can be able to get reviews. If you've ever bought anything ever online, how I do it is I look for reviews. And I look for like how many 5-star reviews are there, whether it's Yelp or if it's Google, because I really want to understand like, is this product or is this firm good for me based upon reviews? And I read the reviews and top ones. I like to read even the bad ones because don't worry about if you get a bad review, because it gives you a great way of getting credibility to be able to address that in a very credible manner. But the better having a review system will help you get even more appointments. Number two element. So I've talked about agency. How it's not just the sole part of your marketing strategy, but a part of that, I call it one of the tactics that goes into your marketing strategy. Now let's talk about this. So I'm going to talk about ground marketing. This is what you are responsible for. At IDEAL, we call this your plus five. Why? Because there's five. What are those five? We don't know. You're going to develop what these five are. And this is like I played Division III basketball in college, so I've played a lot of basketball, continue to do. It's like your starting five. We need to have a starting five. What are some of those elements that can go in there? It could be, this is what you're responsible for. I always say, we want to say, guide our clients to say, your first 100 patients are on you. Your marketing agency is going to be working things in the background. They're going to be getting patients, but in the first 90 days, they're going to be doing a lot of work and testing every month, improving that message and really understanding those algorithms that are working within your market based upon keywords and those elements. So don't expect like agency day one fills up your appointment. It fills up your appointments. They will not. This is what will get you patients. This is what will get you those first 100 patients. You will get these from a ground marketing perspective. Connecting with other business owners. This is a big thing. Look at your other business owners of creating a great a community. Don't look at them as saying, okay, I'm going to go to this person and I'm going to see if I can get patients from them. No, find out what you can do for their business because that will come back to you. The other part about that is the first time you meet with another business owner or another local business owner, small business owner, if you meet them once and go, well, that didn't work. No, you may need to build long-term relationships. Patients also as you do things in terms of ground marketing, whether that's events, your social media that you're going to be doing, that'll be a part of that. It could be a VIP list that you make your MVP list of like families and friends and everybody from day one. I'll say this, consistency. Don't just do it one time and go, that didn't work. You may have to do it two or three or four times because if you hit me on if I'm a potential new patient for you, right now, I don't have a need for dentistry. I'm not ready for my 6-month checkup or anything like that. In a few months, something may come up, whether I need dental care or I'm ready to have my 6-month cleaning and things like that. So keep in mind, like people aren't just buyers today when you're putting out information. Just as many of you are listening here, like you may be thinking like, wow, I'm thinking about a startup, but I'm just not quite ready yet. Okay, cool. You will be ready at that right time. Same thing with patients. So let's talk about some of these plus five strategies that we've helped. I'll say this, like I mentioned before, a VIP list. Oh, what is a VIP list? Day one, you need to be able to have families, friends, cousins, brothers, uncles, friends of friends, or anybody that knows that you're opening. These are people probably you've personally called and said, I'm opening my doors. This is when it's happening. To be able to call those people to have those first patients through the door. Social media will be a part, probably more than likely a part of this. Social media works. You need to be consistent with it. You don't need to be perfect with it. I think about one of our clients, his name is Dr. Carl. And he's up in the Northeast, probably one of the most, quiet, reserved, and I'll even say introverted dentists, that I've probably met in a number of years. And he has been a part of our family probably for about 8 years now. Just a great guy, built a great office, moved literally across the country, but he's got this like quiet demeanor. But when he goes on social media, he's like a different person. Literally, sometimes he has like he'll do like this kind of fun thing. He's made it enjoyable. He's made it fun with the social media. And I'll say this: when it comes to these elements, is ground marketing, action above perfection. Dentistry is measured in millimeters. Marketing is not. If you're thinking about like, okay, I'm going to go out there when I develop this perfect thing, or I'm going to do that perfect social media post, you will procrastinate. You will not do it. You'll put it off because you're searching for something perfect. There isn't perfect, folks. There is taking action. When it comes to marketing, action above perfection. you'll sit there in your office and think about like that perfect thing you're going to do while not taking action. Take action. And that's what you need to do. Other elements to talk about, local events. If you're going to, don't just be sitting at a table. If you're going to do local events, have engagement. The idea of doing a local event, for example, is appointment setting. It's out there. Like you're at some local event, whatever it is in your community, be engaged, talk with people. Hey, tell them about what your practice stands for. Tell them about what you're supporting possibly in your community. Tell them about, like, you know, to be able to engage with them, to be able to say, great, hey, come by. Here's my card. Here's my information. Are you looking for a new dentist? You will find if you engage with people, they will engage back and they'll say, you know what? I am looking for a new dentist. So when you're doing local events, don't be the person that sits at the table with the freebies on it. Be the person that maybe has the freebies on the table, but is engaged around the table, engaging with people, you know, at these events. And also in terms of ground marketing, I'll share a really awesome success story with you. Her name is Dr. Katie. Dr. Katie's here in the Southeast area. And I'm gonna give her a big shout out. She had 100 new patients in her first month, basically on her own in how she did it. And her ratios, so I'll talk about like demographics. People talk about like demographics and things like this all over. Her demographics, because I looked them up this morning, were about, depending on kind of the area and the spread, were somewhere between 25 and about 50% under this standardized number that exists out there. So her ratios in terms of demographics weren't like a can't win here. It's, ooh, these were under the standard. Probably somebody would out there probably say, don't start up a practice there. But this was her vision of where she wanted to go. And the guidance that our team gave her was, these are the ratios. This area aligns for you. Know this. This is what you'll need to do for marketing. And she executed. She just did so well. And I'll fast forward after a few months. She's got hundreds of patients. She's already out of her associate position. And she's able to do something that's huge, which is give back in her community. So I'm going to go to that third element here. So we've talked about agency. We've talked about your ground marketing. We call it your plus five. Five is other tactics that you can do. That could be social media. That could be events, your connections with local businesses, your VIP lists. And make sure that you're also tracking what you're doing with these elements. Back to core principle, tracked and trackable. So your ground marketing, you may need to be tracking and make that trackable as well with what those results were to see, did those elements work? So I talk about also what Dr. Katie's doing is also be able to give back in her community. In my book, I talk about this give process, and I'll talk more later in future episodes on how to develop something that gives back in your community. But give is a super big part of your marketing message. Now, I don't want it to be a gimmick. This is not about like, hey, Steve, are you telling me to give to something so that people think that this is, no. This is not a gimmick. This is something truly authentic that you're like, you're supporting, that connects you beyond dentistry, that is rooted in your values. And as Dr. Katie had posted something not too long ago, she even talked about how much the dollars and cents that she's able to provide back to her give partner, a local charity that she genuinely wanted to support, and that we helped her develop the strategy in order to support this local non-for-profit in her agency, in her community. So not only is she developing great smiles, not only are clients are able to do this, now you're able to say, wow, look what else I'm able to do within my community. So I'd say she's rocking it on all fronts. She's creating a difference for her patients' lives with awesome smiles. She's supporting a cause that she authentically loves to support. And she's creating a profitable practice. Having a give is that message. I always love when there's a give that you could say, when you can go in your community and say, hey, I'm Dr. So-and-so. And I've got a brand new practice here. Can I tell you what my practice supports? It really shows what your values are. And all of you are going to be connected within your community. And this is that great connector. It separates you from corporate dentistry. you know, the, one of the biggest things that you're going to compete against out there is not the private practice owner next to you. It's going to be corporate dentistry when it comes to marketing, because they're going to flood the market with bigger dollars that you just don't have as a startup. So how do you make that difference? How do you compete against the corporate dentistry who probably has 2, 3, 4 times as much of a marketing budget than you do as a startup? This is one way that you do this. This is this whole A5G strategy, agency plus five, now plus give. We call it A5G. This strategy, this is what enables you to compete. The give connects with your patient base, your ideal patient base. Who are your ideal patients? Corporate dentistry doesn't do this. If they do it, it's going to look tacky. It probably will look like a gimmick. But now if you do it right, it connects you to your community, to the patients, and allows them to understand like, wow, your practice is different than the corporate dentistry. They're going to flood the market. They're going to get their patients, but you will be able to have your patients, the patients that you love, the patients that love you, that want that kind of personalized care that you're looking to provide. And gives you something that's huge to be able to support within your community. I could talk for hours on the give about clients that do events with their give, how they do all this different support. And it's just this whole bigger community. And it's just beyond the dentistry. It's beyond the discounts of dentistry. So the wrap up here, marketing, be prepared to invest not only dollars, but time into this. Make sure you have the right timing of this. Start thinking about this if you're starting practice early within the process. Don't get to the end and go, oh, wow, I now need patients in a few weeks. You're too late. Start thinking about this once you secure your real estate. And then focus on the consistency of your marketing, being consistent, constantly doing it, because it's not going to take that one time. You may have to touch a potential new patient 3, 4, 5 times before they become a patient, which means all these different ground marketing efforts that you're doing are going to resonate, and they're going to remember this when that time comes that happens. I've had clients before go, I talk about in my book, Dr. Lauren, she's the mountain climbing doctor. If you ever listen to this, I remember her a couple years ago. She said, I had a patient that came in and because she had some direct mail that she had done. And she said the direct mail piece was like 12, it was like over a year old, but that patient was just ready at that time. So understand, like, when you're doing marketing, it's not about the immediate element, but it's also the long range results that you're going to get. So if you want to learn more, grab a copy, a free copy of my book, this named title, The Startup Dentist, at startupdentistbook.com. That's a wrap today on the topic of marketing. Don't forget to check the show notes for all the links and resources we talked about today. Next time, we are going to dive into all things when it comes to demographics. So I will see you there. Have a great day. As we wrap up this episode, take a moment to picture yourself a year from now. Are you still in your associateship? Or are you rocking it at your own dental practice, creating beautiful smiles and making a real difference? If that's the dream, it's time to chase it. Before we split, make sure to hit subscribe, drop a review, and give us your rating. It helps us keep bringing you the good stuff that you're into. Until we meet again, keep taking that next step towards your future practice. Here's to investing in your dreams and making them a reality.